We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Audrey Sterwald. It's Wednesday, January 28th, 2026. Starting off locally, spend an evening with the School of Art and Design at the opening night of their exhibit, Another Place, tomorrow from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Cranard Art Museum. Curated by Terry Wiseman, director of the School of Art and Design, and 11 other faculty members, the exhibit will illustrate how people make and define places through stories, carrying out a kind of labor which maintains narratives about the places we live and about us. While focusing on the geographical location of the Prairie, Chicagoland, and Central Illinois, the central focus is more expansive, highlighting past stories, historical events, and imagined futures. Opening night will include live music and a dessert bar. Stop by the KAM tomorrow to get an inside look into the exhibit. That's not all. Until Saturday, Cranart Museum is hosting its 8th edition of Rust Lab Green Space. The lab invites guests to a relaxing green space inside the museum to, quote, slow down and stretch out, end quote. By providing visual and tactical stimuli, the green space induces a sense of serenity for all who attend. Rest Lab aims to provide visitors with various ways of resting with intention. By using spaces in the KAM that remain empty until the exhibition, the spaces take a break from productivity, urgency, and overexertion, allowing you to do the same. This event was organized by Camilla Glowowski, Assistant Curator of Community Engagement and Learning at KAM, and Ishita Derup, Artist and Education Coordinator at the museum. Glowowski and Derup hope that you take some time to slow down and visit the Rest Lab. For more information, visit kam.illinois.edu. A new exhibit is here in Urbana. Journey to Freedom, Illinois Underground Railroad is presented by the Abraham Lincoln National Heritage Area, also known as Looking for Lincoln. This new exhibit highlights the stories of freedom seekers, as well as the conductors that assisted them on their journey of freedom. Visitors will be able to view maps, photographs, and learn more about history of the Underground Railroad. The exhibit is open to the public at the Urbana Free Library now through March 29. It is open from Monday through Thursday from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., Friday and Saturday to 5 p.m., and Sunday from noon to 5 p.m. There's exciting news for travelers. United Airlines is officially returning to Champaign-Urbana. Starting April 30th, United Airlines will operate 4 nonstop flights daily between Willard Airport and Chicago O'Hare International Airport, reconnecting Champaign travelers directly to one of the world's busiest airports. The move comes as United prepares for its largest summer schedule ever at O'Hare, reaching 750 flights per day, more than any airline has ever operated at the airport. Champaign is one of 5 new Midwest routes United is adding this spring, part of a broader effort to strengthen connections between Chicago and smaller regional communities. For Central Illinois travelers, the return of United flights means easier access to national and international travel just in time for summer. Now for a quick Illini sports update. After upsetting Purdue on the road last Saturday, 9th-ranked Illinois' men basketball takes on Washington tomorrow. The Illini come into the game on a 9-game winning streak, their longest since hiring 9th-year coach Brad Underwood, and hold their best conference record since the 2004-2005 season at 8-1. Despite missing starter senior Kylan Boswell this past week with a broken hand, Illinois was able to take down Purdue last Saturday, 88-82. That game, freshman guard Keaton Wagler scored 46 points to set the program record for the most single-game points by a freshman, and tied former Andy Kaufman for the second most single-game points in program history. Washington enters the last piece of a midseason Big Ten gauntlet, with Illinois being its 5th top 15 opponent this month. The Huskies are currently 1-4 against top 25 opponents. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out thedailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Faith Routley, Kyler Bowie, Macy Long, Kennedy Cadwell, and Adam Edwards. From WPGU News, I'm Audrey Sterwald.